to improve complex operational processes, you need to understand what's happening with them in the real world. In retail, for things like curbside pickup, that means tracking associates. There are three basic technologies for tracking workers as they perform operational tasks: camera, Bluetooth badges, and mobile apps. There are advantages and disadvantages to each. Camera tracking provides the most detailed behavioral tracking of any of the technologies. Camera can position a person almost exactly in their true location. At 30 frames per second, you're getting constantly refined positional data in a continuous stream. You can analyze exact footpaths, time spent at station, and with ML, even specific types of interactions. What doesn't camera do? Well, it's the hardest technology to tie to specific people. Cameras tend to occasionally lose track of people in crowded or complex spaces, meaning that sometimes long processes get interrupted. And cameras require clear sight lines and normal postures for people identification. Sliding under a car, for example, is problematic. It's also the most expensive tracking technology to deploy. Bluetooth badges come in a variety of form factors, down to very small thumb drive sized devices or key cards that can be belt clipped, pocketed, or worn on a lanyard. They ping out a signal every second that can be used to locate an associate. Because the pinger is identifiable, Bluetooth is great for tracking specific people through long operational processes. It's not as positionally accurate as camera, and you get no detail about specific behaviors, but you can reliably track where associates are and, usually, what they're doing. Bluetooth is really inexpensive to deploy, and you can cover large spaces reliably. Finally, if your people carry or use mobile devices, phones, or tablets, then app-based tracking is worth considering. The phone is actually a better geolocation platform than a Bluetooth pinger because it has multiple sensors it can use to geolocate. There's very little hardware involved, though adding beacons will likely be necessary, and apps provide excellent integration opportunities between geolocation, identified person, and app-based task tracking. Costs are similar to Bluetooth badging, assuming that your staff already carry a device. Choosing between these three technologies is mostly a matter of deciding how fine-grained your tracking needs to be and how large and crowded a space you need to cover. The more compact and visible the space, the better camera works. The bigger and more obstructed the space, the better electronic sensors will perform. As always in the physical world, every situation is unique.